Okay, so what I'd like to do right now, and it's going to happen quickly, is for each group to kind of have somebody sum up the sorts of questions or topics that your group addressed. Not so much to give a whole summary of the discussion, but to at least kind of raise the sort of questions or issues that your group talked about so that other people who didn't participate can know to come to you and continue those conversations if they're interested in the same kinds of discussions. So is there somebody from the group that was out there who would be willing to kind of... Yeah, that's you, Abby.
Okay. Our conversations started off with more of the theoretical in a perfect anarchist society, or our different visions of an anarchist society, what would schooling look like. And we started talking about community centers, you know, open spaces where people could come to learn different skills, not necessarily what's taught in public school today, but different skills, you know, car mechanic, doctor. And then how would society determine at what point they had become proficient or competent in that area? We all seem to agree, I think, I don't want to speak for everybody, but that education should be accessible at any point in time in your life, that it shouldn't be just a one-shot, you know, K through 12 type of thing. Talked about how to nurture creativity, that public school seems to create an awful lot of problems. Some people were talking about how, you know, in public school, classism, racism, homophobia, it was really taught. That's where a lot of us come to it. So how not to have that happen, and how to keep the curiosity alive without squashing it. And we all agreed that schooling really needs to take people's different experiences into account. I guess that was more of what to do with public education as it is today. But to validate kids' experiences and that they're all coming from different places as they come into a school. And then we're talking about perceptions we have of people, different perceptions we have of education, and how we perceive people based on their schooling, whether they dropped out of high school, you know, did they attend college, what college, how to break through that. Rough summary.
Right on. Thanks a lot. What about the group out here?
Oh, let me see if I can get everything. Okay, we talked about so many different things. We talked a lot about different examples that we kind of had in our lives with studying and being exposed to unschooling and deschooling, and how we initially really liked that and really felt like that was great, and until we digged a little bit further and felt like it wasn't that accessible to everyone, and so there came a problem with that. And then we talked about examples of free schooling, where adults, teenagers, kids would come together and, you know, in evenings or afternoons or whatever, would come and teach everything from skills to just different life practices, whatever, all different things to each other. Oh, how our perceptions of learning need to change first and foremost, because we have this idea in our society that if you have some sort of formal education or high school education, whatever, that gives you the ability to be able to kind of say that you are something, and how that needs to be changed. How our perception of at what age people are responsible for their education changes.
Okay. I just have a 5-minute signal from about 2 minutes
ago. Okay. Would somebody from our group be willing to kind of summarize, just throw out some ideas of the stuff that we discussed?
Why not you?
I would rather somebody else do it.
You're anarchist, take initiative.
Make somebody who didn't say anything in the group.
We talked about the various kinds of institutions that people are involved with right now, and some of the challenges that we talked all over the place too. Some of the challenges to creating the kind of institutions that we can imagine being contributing to the kind of society we want to create. What I'd like to do is, I'm interested in continuing these conversations more deliberately over the next couple of days. So I think what I'm going to do, I don't know if there's spot on the Sunday schedule, but I'll probably throw up somewhere on the Sunday schedule, more education discussion. And if anybody's interested in jumping into that, we might have some conversations over the next couple of days about how we could talk more specifically and in a more focused way about whatever it is we want to talk about. I know that I came into this discussion with questions ranging from the title of the thing is like, what might liberatory education look like? And then it says something like pedagogical, curricular, institutional, and philosophical considerations. And I have lots of thoughts about all those kinds of things. I have lots of thoughts about what good liberatory pedagogy looks like. So what should our teaching look like? I have thoughts about what the content should be or might be. I have thoughts about what kind of institutions we need to create. I have thoughts and questions about more philosophical, conceptual stuff. And I want to let you all know that, I mean, you guys all have a wealth of experience, and I hope that we can, you know, continue to share that with one another, whether through more discussions here or over email afterward or in our communities or whatever. I want to say that there on the ISC website, there is a does anybody know about who is here? Does anybody know about the kind of discussion forums that have been set up over the past couple of months on the ISC website? No. Okay. I don't think they're being like super utilized right now, but there have been forums set up for all sorts of things, from radical agriculture to radical education to, I don't know, understanding capitalism kinds of things, radical economics. And I would really encourage people to get on there and use those. I want to make myself available. My email address will be around here somewhere if we put a little sign-up sheet. I am super email woman, so if you're interested in, honestly, I'm an advisor at school, and I'm, like, on email all the time, and I'm a grad student, so I'm, like, on the computer all the time. So if you're interested in continuing discussions about radical education, I'm there. I'm with you, and I'll be right there on the computer. And I want to encourage people to do one more thing, and this is something that I think is really important to our organizing that we're doing, and it's something that I encourage people to do, almost everybody to do, and I really hope that people will be doing it. When you start any kind of institution or organization or whatever, please, please, please do what you can to kind of document the process so that we can share that information with one another. So many times we feel like when we're organizing or setting up institutions, we run up against all these problems. It's really fucking hard to do what we're trying to do in the society that we live in. We need to be sharing information with one another about how we're dealing with those obstacles and those challenges. And we need to know that, I mean, we all know we're not alone out there, but sometimes it feels really isolating. So, like, if we can document those processes so that we can share those with one another, so that when you're trying to start some kind of educational institution or organization, you can look and go, oh, shit, this group dealt with it too. Oh, here's what, you know, some of the stuff they did to make it work. And so that we can be in contact with one another, so that we can help one another do the kind of work we're trying to do. I mean, that's like education to me. So I want to thank everybody for being here, and I hope we can continue this conversation.
I just wanted to say really quickly, I'm definitely interested in people who are interested in continuing this either over email, which I don't do, but I will try to do if people want to have this discussion further in the future. But also, this is one of those topics where, like, books on can be hard to find and stuff, and I have a pretty good list of really interesting liberatory education books if people are interested. Also, if people have other ones that they would like to add to that list, I'd be really interested in that, considering that's my major and I need those books. So maybe I could write a book. I'll start a book list specifically on this topic, and actually, if people want to start other book lists on other topics, that might be cool too. And I'll put it up on the bulletin board by where the schedule is, and if you have stuff to add, please add it.
Projects that we've heard about too. We had a good conversation about different alternative institution projects that we've seen or heard about around the country. It'd be nice to see that.
Maybe we can start a couple. So if you have interest in creating that kind of list, if there are other lists that we should be starting, stick it up on the bulletin board and check back, and we can add information there. So
hey,
thanks,
everybody. And there's a proposal for an alternative institution that we're trying to create in Maine that's over on the free table. Check it out.
Brad.
We're looking for people to help.